Hey, Scott, I thought maybe we'd talk about something we've never talked about before on this show.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
I've got one eye on the podcast and one eye out the door of my barn. I'm looking for my family man-in-law, which is Sam and McKenna's father, my son's father-in-law. And he's coming over and in just a little while. He's bringing a stump grinder and he's going to use it to trench a little hole through my driveway for me. My Father's Day gift was I wanted to put a couple of lamp posts kind of like on, you know, timbers in my yard between our yard and Ben and Rissa's yard. So that was my Father's Day gift. And so Abe got the post and we'll probably save up for the lamps, but we're going to run the wire, but we need to get started. That goes again to my point where when you get a future family man-in-law, you want him to have equipment because Jerry said, hey, I'm going to have a stump grinder. And it's got, you know, this thing that grinds through anything. And we'll just put it down at, you know, 8 inches and go right through the driveway. Otherwise, we have to pickaxe through it. So when you're picking, pick someone who has equipment. Again, we talked about this, Scott. Does your family man-in-law, does he have any, you know, usable skills?
Probably. He can shoot a fox from like 200 yards away, so.
Okay, that might come in handy somewhere down the bike, you know, like if we're an apocalypse. Yes. And you're foraging for food, but that's okay.
And my future son-in-law is going to be like, you know, super lawyer, so he can give free legal advice. Yes, I'm counting on it. I'm probably gonna need that.
Or if you need to sue somebody.
Yes,
that's okay. So how have you been, Scott? I haven't talked to you in a week.
You haven't talked to me in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I don't know.
It just felt like a week.
Yes. People often have that feeling around me. how have I been? I'm too tired to tell how I've been. How are you?
Oh yeah.
Everyone has been gone. I just do the same thing all the time. Laundry, dishes, you know, yell at my kids. That's what I do.
It's a treadmill of despair. We had a great time. We went to Harvey Cedars in New Jersey. There in Harvey Cedars. Just, I think it's about 30 miles as a crow flies from Atlantic City, but it takes a little while to get there because they're both on separate islands. So, but we had a great time. It was our second speaking gig of the whole season. And, you know, we were kind of warned, oh, here comes my thing. So we may have to pause it here for a second, Scott.
Alrighty.
But we were warned that you had to have that they were going to do masks and social distancing. But I was good with that because I'm like, I don't care what I got to do. You want me to speak? I'll go in full body armor if you need me to.
Was it like one of those political things where you're one guy in a room and there's like five people scattered around the room and that's it? And
you're it felt
pretty full, but and I
don't blame them. You know, they're nervous because they live in a state that's crazy and they don't want to be shut down. So they did a lot of crazy things. You know, they had a big tent for the eating, so it was all outside, which worked good because it didn't rain. You know, and they wanted you to wear masks but it was just a great, great thing. Okay. Scott, I'm going to pause right here and I'll be back in 5 minutes. Okay.
Alrighty.
So I took a little break there and checked on my family man-in-law, Jerry. He's out there. I mean, he doesn't mess around. He's like, he pulls the machine off and he's already chomping up the soil. He's awesome. I'm telling you, that's better than a lawyer, Scott. Better than a lawyer. And he goes, oh, you don't have to stay out here. I'm like, that is awesome. So anyway, so we went to Harvey Cedars. We had a great time. The only drawback for the whole time there was, and you can't plan this kind of thing, is that apparently, you know, the weather was perfect. It was hot, had a great breeze. But the breeze, Harvey Cedars is on an island, a long, narrow island. So you cross a big bridge because you're on this big bay, and then you get to this island, and then you have the ocean. And so you, Harvey Cedars is, you know, you walk to the ocean. It's, you know, just, it's real close. And, but apparently.
You didn't have a Sharknado, did you?
No. It was worse. Cool. It was worse. The wind was blowing from the mainland across the bay that way. And I guess it, our first day, we went to the beach, you know, first thing. And we're like sitting there and these flies are biting us. And we're like, what is the deal here? I mean, this is not like one. It's like dozens. You look down at your legs and you got 10 of them on your leg. And people are packing up their chairs and the locals are like, oh, yeah. You know, of course, they do it in that New England accent. Oh, yeah. That's not the right one. But anyway,
I don't know what that was.
I don't know either. It was more like a Bronx, you know, but it kind of has that John F. Kennedy sound. Yes. You know, ask not what the flies can do for you. But they said, oh, yeah, when the wind blows this way, it just drags him. He hit something out there. he said, the breeze blows them right there and they deposit them. And he said, until the wind changes, they're going to hang around. So they were there the whole time. So we had zero time at the beach. In fact, I went down one day. They said, if you stay in the water, it's okay. But I'm not like going to hang out in the water the whole time. And so I went down the last full day. And I'm like walking down the beach. I'm like, this is okay. And then I'm like, I wonder if I stop, if that will make a difference. And then I stopped. And there were like a dozen of them going, shoop, right to my legs. I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I was even trying to, I was thinking of starting a movement, Black Fly Splatter, you know? But it was a great time. And again, if you guys are looking for a vacation with purpose, you know, a camp like that is just a great, great place. We've been to several, Harvey Cedars, Sandy Cove in Maryland. We're going next year to one in Nebraska called Maranatha. We've got a great big lake, lots of, trails, horseback riding. It's just they have like maybe one session in the morning, one session in the evening. This time where we were just at, I mean, they just had one session in the evening and that was it. And lots of family time. They fix all the meals. It's just, you don't have to mess up, you know, your house. It's just it's a great, great time. If you want to do in-laws, it's just a great place to meet and with purpose. So it was really good. It was good. So, but the RV ran well. We stopped at two new Walmarts. Got to check them off our list, which is always excited. Number 286 was Lehighton in Pennsylvania. A beautiful Walmart. And number 287 was in Wauseon, Ohio. Not as beautiful, but it was okay. And we had a good time. So
are you having to like find new Walmarts that have popped up in the last couple of years?
Oh, no.
You're just looking for the CD areas of town?
No, I'm just looking. What I love is, because, you know, a lot of the places we travel down the same road. So when you go to out east, from our house, you just have to go through the toll road, which is across the top of Indiana, and you go down through Ohio and across Ohio, and then you go through on 76, which is a big toll road, all the way to the East Coast. So, you know, I've stayed at some of those. There's one in Somerset, Pennsylvania. I probably stayed in six or seven times. So I decided I was going to avoid the toll roads or a chunk of them, and I went across the top of Pennsylvania on Highway 80. And I got into a whole bunch that I'd never stayed at before. So that was, that was good.
There are at least three Walmarts near me.
I know it. I know it. I any of them. I even thought maybe in my retirement years, my wife and I would just Walmart hop. You know, like, oh, there's another one down the road. Let's stay there tonight, honey.
If I proposed that to my wife, she would be like, you're on your own, buddy.
We wasted the last, the golden years of our life. Yeah. So anyway, actually, Ben was saying, I think it was Ben. He said he heard some guy on a Walmart like podcast or something. It wasn't a Walmart podcast, but a podcast that featured like the Walmart, I don't know, their big convention they have every year. And they said they had this guy who did something with Walmart's. Like he was like, you know, had eaten every meal at the deli for the last 15 years. And he said, he just told stories. And he said, Dad, you should so contact them about, you know, all the Walmart you stayed in because you could be their speaker. So I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Walmart ought to sponsor the show. We could make them a lot of money.
That would be a good sponsor. That would be a good sponsor. Why don't we do that, Scott?
Sure.
What do you think this sponsorship would be worth? Like, you know, like
millions easily.
Millions. Yeah. So if you have millions you'd like to sponsor to throw away, you're sure welcome to do that as well. We used to have sponsors. We should work on that again. I think we ran out. We ran out of stupid people who wanted to sponsor us. So anyway. But hey, I'm getting ready. I've got about a month and a few days before we head off for our fall loop, our back to normal tour. And our back to normal tour is pretty full. I'm super excited. I'm hoping, you know, that things don't change. And but just to let you know, we're going to be in St. Louis on the 9th of October, Harrisonville, Missouri at a Little Mennonite Church on the 11th. That's a Sunday. New Albany, Mississippi on the 13th. Birmingham, Alabama on the 14th. Valdosta. That's how they say it down there in Georgia on the 15th. Fleming Island, Florida on the 16th, which I think is near Jacksonville. I've never been there, but it sounds like a cool place. And then Port St. Lucie on the 17th. And then my favorite church in the whole world, Calvary Jupiter in Jupiter, Florida on the 18th. So if you're in those areas, and we'll kind of post that so you don't have to like rewind this to listen again, but I'd love to see you stop in and say hey.
What's in Calvary Jupiter?
Calvary Jupiter is it's a Calvary Chapel church. Jupiter, Florida is right on the coast. Our good friend Dan Plord, we had on the show one time. Nice. He's just an amazing pastor, and it's an amazing church. I'm telling you, Scott, if you live in that area and you're looking for a good place to belong, that would be one of those churches. It's really an amazing thing.
It's that proverbial church that's perfect, and if you join it, you'll screw it up, so don't join.
No. You know, I think that's why I like it, because it's not perfect. It's well, you know, I mean, it's a great environment. It is, and, you know, I mean, if you could say a perfect environment, it's that, but it's not filled with perfect people.
Right.
And that's the good part. You know, they're just normal people, regular people, people who struggle, people who stumble, you know, people who sin and or who are trying to please God. And it's just a good thing. But it's they've got this, the feeling of it. I mean, I don't know what the feeling of your church is, Scott. And I like my church, but the feeling is not always
a water park and pony rides. And it's the best.
Sorry.
It just feels like a party, you know, not a party like, you know, like Disney World or something like that. But a party like everybody's glad to be there. And, you know, they have four services and there's just a lot of activity in between the services. So people are out there talking. It's an outdoor breezeway like area. You know, they have donuts and they're, you know, sometimes they'll have hot dogs, you know, where they'll have the bun. They're wrapped up like in a ballpark in an aluminum foil. And people are just hanging around talking and encouraging each other. And it's just a great church. So if you're looking for a good model, not to model something like, oh, we're going to copy it, but they do a lot of things. Just it's very intentional. It's just, they do a great job. And it feels like, even though I only go once a year, I've been doing it, I think it's my eighth year. It feels like home. So there all you right. go. Hey, Scott, I thought maybe we'd talk about something we've never talked about before on this show, but it was something that I thought about recently. And I'm trying to be careful in case somebody might listen to this.
Not talking about underwear, are we?
No, we never talk about underwear ever. Because my parents might listen to it, and you know, that would just be awkward.
Yes.
Are you doing anything this weekend, Scott? It's Labor Day weekend.
Actually, I am.
What are you doing?
My daughter signed us up. Jen and me and Abby and Abby's fiance, William, we're all taking...
William sounds like a lawyer.
We're all taking the Introduction to Firearms class. And then the next weekend, we're taking the Concealed Carry class. So,
really?
If you're an anti-gun person, sorry. We're getting armed up here.
Locked and loaded.
Exactly. But that's what we're doing this weekend.
Yes, Scott will probably be... Sorry, Dad. We thought you were an intruder. No. I was shocked. I kept saying, it's me. It's me.
That's why we're only going to have pop guns. We're not buying actual guns, just those little cork pop guns, you know?
Oh, yeah. That'll be cool. So the next time I meet you, you could be packing.
Could be packing. We'll see.
No sudden movements, Todd. I thought he was reaching for a gun.
Go ahead.
He was reaching for his wallet.
Why? What do you got going on this weekend?
We got a busy weekend. My parents and
this isn't what we've never talked about before. Right? By the way,
like what?
This isn't what we've never talked about.
No,
before.
we've talked about this before. Oh yeah, my parents just showed up last night, and you know, the family vacation place is 10 minutes from my house. So my brothers and sisters are coming back, and my wife's family, they've always had a lake cottage about 2 hours away, and so we're splitting the time. So. Which will be exhausting, but it should be a good time.
That's an Indiana thing, isn't it? To have the lake cottage.
Yeah, I guess. Because we do have a lot of lakes, so maybe that's it.
All right.
I mean, we don't have 10,000 on Lake Minnesota.
You say, you know, 10 minutes from your house doesn't really sound like vacation.
Exactly. So it doesn't. That's where I grew up going on vacation. Now that it was, so it was a couple hours from where I grew up, 3 hours from where I grew up. But now where we live, I could head out this door. If I could cut through the field, I could probably get there in, you know, 7 minutes. So it kind of lost that vacation magicalness for me because I go there all the time. So anyway, but there'll be a lot of people and it'll be exhausting, but it should be good. Should be good.
All right. We're running out of time here. What is it we were going to talk about that we've never talked about before?
I don't know. Was it underwear? No, it's this. And this is, Scott, I'm thinking through this. It is oddness. Does that sound, have we ever talked about oddness?
Oddness, toddness, I don't know, whatever.
No, okay. Oddness, yeah, I'm doing a some guy's interviewing me for his podcast. And he said, write down your name and how to pronounce it. So I wrote Todd, odd plus T. They're all done. They're done. They just dug a hole 250 feet long.
Wow.
They're finished. They're putting it on the trailer right now. That's awesome. Better than a lawyer, Scott, or a guy who can shoot a fox.
I'm working on it, man. What can I say? This is only my first kid.
Well, you might tell William, abandon the whole idea of being a lawyer and become a excavator or a plumber. Or a car mechanic. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome to have a son-in-law who, yeah, Dad, just bring it over. I'll fix it.
His second choice is pastor, so I'm good with the lawyer thing.
Pastor's even worse.
Somebody's got to pay for my retirement years. So.
That's true. That's true. If you can do that, that's good. That's good. Okay. Scott, I know you've come across odd kids, and we'll just pretend yours aren't those kids. but you know, and by odd, I just mean maybe socially awkward. Maybe they look different, not because of their facial features, but maybe they wear their clothes a little different, you know, like, you know, the kids I'm talking about?
Well, actually, one of the things that both intrigued and frightened us about homeschooling was that one of the first homeschooling families we knew, the family went to church with us, and the son was about 8 years old, and he wore a Davy Crockett hat everywhere. And But when the mom talked about it, it was like, you know, he would make be made fun of like you wouldn't believe if he was at public school.
Right.
But he's just in a phase where he likes Davy Crockett, and you know,
that's totally cool. Out of it.
And I was like, you know, that is actually really cool. So,
and that's not necessarily an odd thing. I mean, I'm talking about that's true. It's when they get to college and they're wearing the Davy Crockett hat. Or their first business meeting, you know.
Going on the first date, it looks a little weird.
That's right. But yeah, I'm talking about kind of those just odd kids. And I'm gonna try to be gracious here, because sometimes odd kids have odd parents. And Dad, you might be an odd person right now, you know. And I'm okay with that. I don't care. I think God, again, God doesn't look on the outside, he looks on the inside. So it doesn't really matter.
Odd and we're prod.
Proud. Odd and prod.
Proud.
Okay, I like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So I'm getting to my point here. So anyway, there was this one kid, and by kid, he was probably 20 some years old, and he was odd. I mean, while my wife and I, we were trying to get some sun where we were, and I was in this shady spot though, and I was finding the best place to take a nap. And I was just like slowly drifting off. And this kid, this odd kid, he came up to me, and he's real loud because my eyes are shut. He's like, "Hey, are you trying to get some sun?" I'm like, "No, I'm trying to get a nap." And, you know, and he hung around for a while, but I had met him before, and he's an odd kid. Now, that's not why I'm bringing this up, because again, I'm for odd kids. Odd kids are cool. But later on, we were talking. He was standing at our table with all our products, and he was saying something about being homeschooled. And he said, I hate that I was homeschooled, he said. And he went on to describe, because the reason he hated it was because he didn't have any friends. He said, I just, you know, I didn't have any social interaction. I didn't have anybody except my sister and my parents. And even as he was talking, you could tell he was odd. And again, I'm trying to say that in a nice way. It wasn't a bad thing. It was just a truth thing. And, you know, I tried to say, you know, your parents, you know why your parents did that? And he's like, oh, because they thought that was the best thing. I said, well, true, but they love you. And they were just trying to do the best they could. And he goes, well, wasn't the best. And he was very antagonistic. And even though the next day I saw him with his dad, and I mean, they were on a bike ride, and they were having and he was smiling and having a great time. And one day I think that kid will understand and he will be thankful. But here's the deal. I didn't have the heart to tell this odd kid that probably one of the reasons he didn't have any interaction was because he was odd, you know? But the thing is, he kind of had odd parents. And again, for parents, that's okay. And so here's my thinking. And Scott, you can correct me if you want to, or you can add to this, or anybody listening can, you know, give your two cents, because I'd be very interested. You know, I think somewhere along the way, maybe odd parents need to help some of their kids not be so odd. You know, not that you can change personalities. I don't mean that. But sometimes it is making sure that they feel like they fit in. I know even for us, and we've talked about this, whether it was about clothing or, you know, I know it feels weird when you're the only kid who has this bizarre haircut that looks like your mom cut it, you know, with a knife. Or, and I know kids who, you know, the girls, their hair is all tangled up and they're just odd, you know, they might be older girls and they don't shave their legs or whatever. And it just feels it puts a wall between your kids and other people. And maybe you're the same way. Maybe your wife didn't shave her legs, and you know, that's okay. A mom can decide that. But I wonder, Scott, and here's my point. I wonder sometimes as fathers, if we need to help our kids not to fit in, but to not stand out. Again, it's good to stand out for righteous behavior. It's good to stand out for those things. But just to stand out because, hey, you're the only kid who, whatever, drives a bathtub with roller skates as opposed to a bicycle. Maybe that, I wonder if our kids sometimes grew up with some resentment. Because obviously this one young man who was odd really resented his parents' choices. Now, I think he'll come around one day and see that, because he's just a kid. But I wonder. So what are your thoughts on that, Scott? Should we delve deeper into this? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know as though I disagree. I think I just have a different take on it, maybe. I think the parents, hopefully they can get to a point where they know they're a little odd and they have embraced that in their own way. I have a great example. We know a family where the dad could win a Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory. Uh-huh. He could win a look-alike contest and an act-alike contest with that guy. He's a computer guy. He's very nerdy, he would admit. Though he's also a black belt in Taekwondo now, which he's done as an adult because he likes that stuff too. He has a life-size Darth Vader in his basement, along with a suit of armor.
So he's embraced his oddness.
Exactly. But I think the thing is helping your child understand and embrace that. You don't have to call it oddness either. Like, that probably doesn't help. But
you're right.
But like, and uniqueness. Finding, well, and helping them find where they fit, because we all fit somewhere. And what the heck's odd anyway? You know, I mean, you could go to, you know, that kid who resents being homeschooled. Like, well, you know what? I kind of resent being public schooled, but, you know, I didn't fit in there. You know, I wish I could have been homeschooled, but we all have our things in life we got to deal with. So I think just embracing the oddness and helping your child figure out where they fit, because they still matter to God and they're still valuable in their own weird way.
Oh yeah. And that's not even the question. But, and I guess that's what I'm going at too, Scott, that somehow as parents, as fathers, we need to help them through that, you know? And if your kid, you know, just needs whatever, you know, a hat like everybody else is wearing, just so they don't feel like they're standing out, I think maybe that would be a good investment as a dad, you know, because again, I remember that. I remember being on the basketball team and everybody else having matching shoes and me not, you know, because we just didn't. And it wasn't a huge deal. And I didn't feel like, oh, my parents hated me. I didn't feel that, but I felt like I stood out and I didn't like that feeling. But I can see, like, for this kid that maybe his parents could have helped him embrace that, because again, the issue wasn't that he was homeschooled, because I think if he had been put in a public school setting, it would have been 50 times worse. So anyway, I don't even know what the point is. That's why we've never talked about this. But dad, you know, you're the dad. Your job is to keep talking with your kids, you know, see what they're feeling about it. You know, ask them, say, hey, how do you feel about life? You know, don't do it like at a dinner table when everybody's there, but just when it's just you and him or you and her. And if they say, you know, I just don't feel like I have any friends, or I feel like nobody likes me, maybe just talk about it. Say, why do you think that is? You know, and they might say, oh, because everybody calls me weird. Well, why do they call you weird? Because I like reading, you know? Okay. Reading's good. You know, do you feel weird because you read? No. Well, then that's okay. You know, and like Scott said, maybe we help them embrace it. Maybe we help them through some of that awkwardness, because I guess the whole part was sad to me that here was a kid who had parents who loved him, but he didn't feel loved, you know, in this one area. And maybe it was just we caught him at a bad time and he was just, you know, blowing off steam, because he looked like he felt loved the next day. But as a dad, I think, you know, it's our job to help our kids through those. And if we have odd kids and we're odd ourselves, to help them embrace it, to get through it, and maybe not to feel so isolated and all that. Okay, we'll stop with there. Okay, good. Good enough. We've discussed that enough. Dad, have a great weekend. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Maybe work on a project. I'm going to go. My wife already texted me while we were sitting here and said, oh yeah, that doesn't look very disruptive. I mean, we've got this trench through our yard now, through our gravel driveway. And even though this is one of those, and I'm going to stop here. My wife, she's been, yo, let's get those lights in. Get those lights in. They got that, you know, they paid for it. You need to get the lights in. And then I'm showing her how it's going to work. And she goes, you mean you have to go through the drive-through, the driveway? I'm like, how did you think I was going to get electricity out to those lights?
You know? It's battery powered.
I know. That's it. Can't we just put a wire in there? You know? Yeah. Okay. So maybe work on a project together as family. Have lots of fun. Maybe go get your concealed carry license or something. Have a great weekend and be the dad. Because you the dad.